That's not going anywhere.
All right. Hi, everybody. Sorry about that. I had a stroke about a year ago, but we're making progress right here. I didn't know I had to give a speech, so I better make up something pretty fast, huh? I want to thank the committee for choosing me. And I want to thank Moynihan Lumber for what you've been doing for 31 years and will continue to do. There's nothing like stepping up to the plate and honoring the great women or girls and boys that are competing. You know, I always used to have an argument with people in the newsroom all the time. They'd always be putting young people on television that did bad things. And I said, there are thousands of kids that do good things. Why are we putting on TV the people that do bad things? And, you know, they gave me the avenue to use High Five and Moynihan Lumber. Thank you very much for all you do. Congratulations to Maggie. Congratulations to James for winning your award. You've done all the right things, and now you're moving on to your next phase in your life. Before you graduate, before you take off, before you wherever you're going in the fall, I know you will do this. Thank your parents, thank your family, thank your teammates, thank your coaches, and most importantly, thank that student that might be in the ninth grade or 10th grade that's struggling a little bit, you know, that just did the extra work to make you a better player. Just thank that person, because it's their sacrifice that made you what you are today. I'm still in awe of people that I admired growing up. I'm sitting with three great coaches at my table, Coach Kulovich, Coach C. Felice, Coach Carey, Coach Casey over here as well. I have admired from afar. I never could run more than 100 yards, so you know I didn't run any track across country, but I admired what you had done. I had the good fortune of working with Bill Belichick for a number of years, and he told me all the time that the price of success is always paid in advance. And that kind of stuck with me. And I said, well, give me an example. He says, well, do you remember the Super Bowl we had a couple of years ago? I said, yeah. And it was January, and they have a hill out back of their practice field. And he had the team go out there and run the hills after practice. And they had a guy named Martellus Bennett on the team. And he was saying to all the guys on the team, who's new to the Patriots, says, what is all this? This is Mickey Mouse stuff. You do this in preseason. You don't do it like when they're going to the Super Bowl. And he goes, watch. He goes, you're going to learn something else. So they finished running the hills, and they were all gassed when they were running the hills. And they, Belichick blew a whistle and sent them all in the locker room for 45 minutes. He says, what are we sitting in the locker room for 45 minutes for? He says, because that's how long the halftime is at the Super Bowl, and we're getting used to it right now. So 10 days later, they play the game. They were losing 28-3, and you remember what happened. The Atlanta Falcons were like this, gassed. Patriots, they were ready. They were ready to go, because they had paid the price in advance. The price of success, remember that, is always paid in advance. In thanking everyone, I'd like to thank one person who's here today, my wife, Mary Ellen. She's over there. It's been a long year. I'd probably be in 128 hitchhiking up here today if she gave me my ride up here, but she's done everything for me. Thanks so much, Mary Ellen. I can't even put it into words. To James and Maggie, remember, there are three types of people in this world. There are those that make things happen, there are those that watch things happen, and then there are those that wonder what happened. You both have made things happen. Continue to make them happen for the rest of your lives. Thanks for having me so much, and congratulations to all the award winners. Thank you so much. Thank you.